Hi, this is Craig Hirsch, and welcome to the Family Estate and Legacy Program podcast. This podcast accompanies Module 5 of the Family Estate and Legacy Program, which is the Advisor Coordinator module. Now, the Family Estate and Legacy Program is our trademark 7-step process that we take clients through when they want to both consider, update, implement their estate plan. There are 7 modules. It begins with the client organizer. It goes on with the goals and responsibility conversation, the design phase, the document builder. We have a funding process, which is Module 6, and Module 7 is the maintenance program. Now, the 5th module, which this podcast is designed to accompany, is about coordinating the client's other advisors. Now, sometimes a client will have a long-standing attorney, they might be a close friend of the family as well, that they have a lot of confidence in. And we encourage the client to have their other advisors in on our meetings, even if it's other attorneys. We're a law firm and we are doing the estate plan, but the client, let's say, may have moved to Florida where we are, and they can't use their old attorney who is from up north, but they value that attorney's opinion. So what we do is we invite the attorney to be a part of the conference so he or she can give their viewpoint and offer their opinions and even give us some background that we may not know and the client may not think is relevant, but is actually relevant to their planning. The client may have, as an addition, any former attorney or existing attorney, they may have a financial advisor that is very close and is part of this process. And because the estate plan so intimately works with their financial assets, we encourage our clients to have their financial advisors in on these meetings. What we like from the financial advisor, of course, is information relating to the accounts, the types of accounts that they own, the relative values in the accounts, whether there's a lot of unrealized gain or losses in the accounts. Those are all very important considerations when we're counseling the clients with regard to an update to their estate plan. The client's CPA is another advisor that's very important. CPAs obviously may know about the client's income tax issues, about gift tax or estate tax issues. They may have old gift or estate tax returns that we believe are relevant. We've asked the client in the client organizer phase to provide us copies of the client's Form 709s, their prior gift tax returns. So if you're an attorney or you're a CPA that has worked with this client before, we ask that if you do have copies of the 706s, 709s, or 1041s, or anything that might be relevant to their current estate plan, we'd ask that you send those to us. If you can scan them in and send it to us in PDF form, all the better. Of course, you're going to have to get the client's permission to do so, but we're happy to accommodate that. And we like to work as a team. And as you can see, this whole program, this whole process is designed to provide the client with confidence and clarity. So we don't want to work solo. We don't want to work in a vacuum. We want and we appreciate our client's other advisors. So that's the purpose of this podcast, to let you know that. Please do give us a call if there's anything that you wish to discuss prior to the meetings, or if you need anything from us prior to our meetings, please let us know. If you'd like to be conference called in, again, let us know and we'll set up the conference call. So we appreciate your time in listening to this podcast, and we hope that it provides everyone with some confidence and clarity, and we look forward to meeting with all of you soon.